السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, we must consider this a great ihsan and a great favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us, that when such a large part of the ummah tonight are in those places where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of gathering in His home where His rahmat descends, where the angels surround such gatherings. It is nothing but a favor of Allah Ta'ala. It would not have been possible for us to, if the forces of nafs and shaitan were dominant over us, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy was not on us, then we too would have been dragged to those gutter lines. Unfortunately, we consider those gutter lines as places that give us enjoyment, fun, pleasure, happiness. We seek contentment, satisfaction of the hearts, tranquility in those places where nothing but restlessness is achieved. What else does a person gain in those places? We must make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give hidayat to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, including us, that when the ummah is going through such kind of tragedies and such kind of disasters, that in decades such kind of disasters did not take place. Thousands of people losing their lives, millions becoming homeless, and within a short space of time, right from Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, down Africa, and coming right up to some effects of that were felt even at Port Elizabeth, they say. And as I discussed this afternoon, that the telephone call that I received from a friend of mine in Sri Lanka, he says that he saw with his own eyes, he was in that area where he has some kind of a business. So he says that the water of the sea and the ocean began to recede. It began to go so much in that it appeared as if you could go right to the end of it and see what's happening inside the sea. So it opened up such a large space of shore that people started telephoning their friends and family members and everyone, come, come, this is an unusual scene, very beautiful. They started inviting them, come down quickly, bring the children along. As we always say, this is the place to be for fun and pleasure and enjoyment and entertainment. He said, just like that they began to call. And people started coming in droves, he said, people who were not there suddenly began to flock. And they started going right towards the sea. Then the waves began to rise. Again, it was such a beautiful scene. Such a beautiful scene to see those waves rise higher than usual. And then suddenly the tidal wave and people are swept away. And then he says that, Maulana, it is shocking. Thousands of bodies are still floating. But we are being told that we rather let those babies float in the water there, and those bodies float in the water, because at least there's salt there, so we won't get that stench. Because how are we going to solve the problem? We already are sitting here with thousands of bodies. What a lesson Ummat must take from this kind of incidents. But as I mentioned this afternoon, that there are two situations. One is before a tragedy, one is after a tragedy. Before a disaster, we all must save ourselves too and make an effort to save others also from haram, from sins, from displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. But after it has struck and people have lost lives, property, and innocent men, women, children, even the good and the pious and the righteous also will get caught up when the azab of Allah Ta'ala will come, then all will get caught. After that Allah Ta'ala will separate the good from the bad. But at such a time then we don't see culture, we don't see religion, we don't see faith, we don't see nationality, we don't see anything. Then it is our duty to assist, to show compassion, to show mercy, and to make dua, and to take lessons from it. Lessons from the disasters. But the time after the tragedy, it is to come to the assistance. But what I am emphasizing is this, that in spite of viewing and seeing, and especially those who are watching on the television, those who are more knowledgeable when it comes to world affairs, but there seems to be no stirring of the heart, except that we say that, look what happened, we must come to their assistance. But what should we be doing? Should we not be taking a lesson and changing our lives? We are indulging in those very sins that they were indulging, or the majority of them. Those very sins, when you look at Salat, what a large part of the Ummah in South Africa also, there's no Salat. Recently I was in one city, and in the masajid around there, I had the opportunity of making my Fajr Salat in different masajid. So what do you notice? Two or three, a few people here and there making Salat. So one of the most important farais, important pillars of deen, that is missing in our lives. Then when it comes to music and zina of the eyes and zina of the hands and feet and enjoying haram pleasures, then we are number one. We are first in that saf. If you go down now to the beachfront, you will see from this end to that end, large number of people, many, many with kurtas, with beards, many women with scarves and with cloaks. What are they doing? They're celebrating New Year's Eve. So we should not look at the sins of those people far away. We should look at our sins. But there is no doubt that this is an azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on a scale that hasn't been witnessed for decades. So that the ummah around the globe may take lessons. Because if it happens in one small city, one small place, then we say, well, it happened there. But here we can see that it moved at jet speed. And in these times of rapid communication, nobody can inform the other side also that it's moving in your direction. Take a precaution. Put up some boulders there. Or call the superpower to your assistance. Call them immediately. They've got a lot of jet fighters and bombers and everything. Nobody can do anything. When Allah Ta'ala's azab comes, nobody can stop it and prevent it. So we must make shukar of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must consider a person who is in sins as being sick. The person who is in sins, he is a sick person. And we have been taught a dua. When you see a sick person, Alhamdulillahi allazi aafani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafzeela. So that's how we should be making dua. We should be thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He saved us from that bala in which these people are involved. One great alim, he says that when he's going past, if he sees outside the cinema a queue and Muslims and others are all standing in that queue, then this is the dua that he makes because they are sick. Physical sickness at the most will lead to death. What else? If a person is physically ill, at the most it will lead to death. And sometimes that death in that sickness can be even shahadat. But the person who is spiritually sick, then he is going to still suffer in the qabr, he is going to still suffer in the akhirat, and he is going to still suffer if he is not forgiven in the azab of Jahannam. So he is terribly sick. We should pity that person even more than the person who is physically ill. So it is a favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that on this night He gave us the tawfiq of gathering in His home. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us and the entire ummah from all the fitnas and mischief and corruption which has become so rampant in the society. Inshallah, Mawlana Mustafa Kamil Sahib will render one Naat Sharif or Nazam. Kya padhenge? Wa alaikum assalam.
This is a hamd, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, composed by Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob, rahmatullahi
دونوں جہاں میں مجھ کو مطلوب تو ہی تو ہو ہر مختکار وحدت مجذوب خام تیرا دونوں جہاں میں مجھ کو مطلوب تو ہی تو ہو ہر مختکار وحدت مجذوب خام تیرا دونوں جہاں میں مجھ کو باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا دل کو لگی رہے دھن لے لو نہار تیری مذکور ہو زبان پر ہر صبح ہو شام تیرا مطلوب تو ہی تو ہو ہر مختکار وحدت مجذوب خام تیرا
دوبارہ سنائے یہ
دونوں جہاں میں مجھ کو مطلوب تو ہی تو ہو ہر مختکار وحدت مجذوب خام تیرا دونوں جہاں میں مجھ کو باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا
باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا او مائی بلوڈ اللہ یور ریممبرنس مسٹ سیٹل ڈیپ ان مائی ہارٹ یور ریممبرنس مسٹ سیٹل ڈیپ ان مائی ہارٹ ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be in our heart at all times. We must consider ourselves in the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in front of us. If a person gets this huzuri, then he cannot be in a wrong place, in a haram place. If a person gets this state that he is seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or Allah Ta'ala is watching him, مقام احسان, then he cannot be in a haram place, because immediately that thought that my Allah is watching me, it is going to restrain him, because he's not going to just think of some kind of Allah. Like once one woman phoned and she says that I want to marry this certain lecturer from a certain university, and people are saying that he must be a Muslim for me to marry him. Well, he is a Muslim because he believes in a God. He believes in a God. So, I had to explain to her, belief in a God does not make a person Muslim, because that kind of a God everybody believes in. Even when the atheist is drowning, he says, "Oh Lord, help me." He too at that time shouts for, "Oh Lord." So belief in a God is not sufficient. You must believe in an Allah who is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, who is the creator of the heaven and the hell and the universe and everything else that exists. And he is the one who revealed the Quran Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have to accept then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the last and the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and then accept everything that he conveyed. Then that is a Muslim. Nevertheless, so here the person, once he believes in an Allah who is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, so then in a wrong and haram place, straight away there will be some kind of resistance. Accidentally, if he landed, he will put reverse gear and move very, very fast. So he says, Batin mein mere ya Rab bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho maqam tera.
باطن میں میرے یا رب بس جائے یاد تیری ہر دم رہے حضوری دل ہو مقام تیرا دل کو لگی رہے دھن لے لو نہار تیری مذکور ہو ہر صبح و شام تیرا
دل کو لگی رہے دن لیل و نہار تیری مذکور ہو زبان پر ہر صبح و شام تیرا day and night. The person is intoxicated in the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی. We must not think that this is some kind of, as I always say, fantasy world that we are talking about. It is a haqiqat, it's a reality. Ask those people whose lives have become such. And it does not mean that then they become completely divorced from their family. They don't laugh, they don't joke, they don't eat, they don't drink. They disappear from the society, they go away into some jungle. They lead a more balanced and more better and more normal life than us, because they have got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts. So now Allah ta'ala has made halal to eat, to drink, to marry, to, in fact He has made it a hukam. So when they are fulfilling that, also there is enjoyment that we are fulfilling the hukam of our Allah. There is no pressure on them. It's not like a pain and a burden that, I have to make salat 5 times a day. In the month of December, Fajr salat is early. I have to get up. Isha salat is late. Not much time to sleep. The person doesn't think in that line after that. He looks forward to it. When is the next salat? When will I get an opportunity again to communicate with my Rabb? When will I get an opportunity again to put my head in sajda and be it my, and it will be my miraj? The person now is looking forward to it. Just as a hungry person looks forward to food and drink, the person who has got laylo nahar, day and night Allah in his heart, then he looks forward to what good deed can I do for the pleasure of my Rabb. He is hungry for good deeds, for ibadat. What keeps the person up? Tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, ibadat, day and night doing good deeds. Nothing else except that laylo nahar, his day and night, now he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. So he's looking forward to getting a connection with his mehboob, with his beloved all the time. Through every little thing he's getting that connection. When he's smiling, there's a connection. When he's eating, there's a connection. When he's drinking, there's a connection. When he's marrying, there's a connection. When he's earning his livelihood, there's a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Everything is bringing him closer to Allah Ta'ala. What beautiful deen that everything mundane and everything worldly also the person is making it into a means of communication and connection with Allah Ta'ala. Beautiful deen Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to us. So dil ko lagay rahe dhun laylo nahar teri mazkoor ho zubaan par subho sham tera.
Dono jahan mein mujhko matloob tu hi tu ho har pukta kar wahdat majzoob kham tera. Dono jahan mein mujhko maurid rahe ye har dam teri tajalliyon ka ho jaye qalb mera baitul haram tera.
Subhanallah.
Maurid rahe ye har dam teri tajalliyon ka ho jaye qalb mera baitul haram tera. Seene mein ho munaffash ya rab kitab teri jari rahe zaban par har dam kalam tera.
Murid rahe ye har dam teri tajalliyon ka. My heart must always receive your tajalli, O Allah. Day and night your tajalli must be cast on my heart. Like how the Baytullah, the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is on that 24 hours of the day. Whether the person is making tawaf or is reading salat there or is just sitting and watching the Kaaba Sharif there, they all are benefiting from the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is being cast on the Kaaba Sharif. So in the same way, he says, my heart must become like that. It must become Baytul Haram there. And on my heart must be engraved the Qur'an Sharif. I must become a hafiz of the Qur'an Sharif. I must memorize the Qur'an Sharif. The Qur'an Sharif must be engraved on my heart. Jari rahe zubaan par har dam kalam tera. Every time, as in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that there is no such thing as jealousy and envy over anybody. But if a person wants to be envious, in other words, he doesn't want it, must be snatched away from that person, but he wants to be envious, that I too must become like that. So then who are the people that you must be envious of? لا حسد إلا على إثنين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار. Either the person whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given the Qur'an Sharif and the person is reciting day and night, is in the khidmat and service of the Qur'an Sharif. Or the person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth and is spending out of that wealth in good causes. So like that he says that, Ho jaye qalb mera baytul haram tera, seenay mein ho munakkash ya rab kitab teri, jari rahe zubaan par har dam kalam tera.
Dono jahan mein mujhko matloob tu hi tu ho har pukta kar wahdat majzoob kaam tera. Dono jahan mein mujhko hai ab to ye tamanna is tar umr guzre har waqt tera danda har waqt kaam tera hai ab to ye tamanna is tar umr guzre har waqt tera danda har waqt kaam tera. Duniya se is tarah ho rukhsat gulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri ho lab tera. مطلوب تو ہی تو ہو ہر پختکار وحدت مجذوب خام تیرا.
Now the only desire that I have left, O my Allah, is that my remaining life I must spend it in such a way that day and night my only concern is what does my Allah expect of me. Every moment there is some kind of hukam of Allah Ta'ala that is focused on a person, that you have to do this at this time, you have to do this at that time. Sometimes it is salat, sometimes it is zakat, sometimes it is fasting, sometimes it is the fulfillment of the right of the wife, sometimes the fulfillment of the rights of the children, sometimes the family members, sometimes the neighbors, sometimes the sick, sometimes the poor, sometimes the needy, the different ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So my remaining life, O Allah, day and night, that must be my only concern, that what is my Allah's order at this moment in time, and I must fulfill that. And when my time for departure comes from this world, at that time, in my heart must be your love. In my heart must be your remembrance. And on my tongue must be your zikr. And that is how I must pass away. So that's my only desire that's left. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us all such. MashaAllah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا راحم المساكين, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, او میرے رحیم اللہ, او میرے کریم اللہ, او میرے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ, موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ, موسٹ جنرس اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, او میرے موسٹ بیلوڈ اللہ, oh my most beautiful Allah. ہاں میرے اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کرو. my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. یا اللہ, we are acknowledging. یا اللہ, we are acknowledging before you. From the time we became of age up till now, every sin that we have committed. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. We are acknowledging before you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of sins we have committed in our lives. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have made us blind, deaf and dumb there and then. Ya Allah, but how kind you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear, transport to move around, shelter above our heads. Ya Allah, how much of ne'mats you are showering upon us, in spite of all our weaknesses, shortcomings. Ya Allah, our lives are a disaster. My beloved Allah, the earthquakes, the tremors, the gale force winds, and all other disasters which are striking outside, oh my beloved Allah, they have already struck our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are already areas of disaster. Ya Allah, so much of sins we have committed, so much of sins we have committed, that our hearts have become pitch black. Ya Allah, but you dearly love forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness. Oh, my beloved Allah, something that's really beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. What you want is that we must turn towards you. We must acknowledge our weakness. We must repent and we must make a firm, determined intention and niyat not to return to those sins. Ya Allah, that is exactly what we are doing now. Oh, my beloved Allah, that is exactly what we are doing. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in the past. Ya Allah, we are making a niyat and a firm determination of not to return to those sins again. Ya Allah, and we are making up our mind to fulfill the terms of the tawbah, that if we are owing people monies or their rights are due, then we will fulfill their rights. Ameen. We will return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummah Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, sare alam ke andar pareshan hai. Ya Allah, the trials, the tests, the tribulations, the hardships, the difficulties, the suffering of the ummah has increased to an unprecedented level. Oh, my beloved Allah, but if you are going to punish us on account of our sins, then no one will be left in this world except a few, oh, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If you have to order the earth to open up and to swallow each and every one of us, we know we are deserving of that. If you have to send the gale force winds and destroy us, we know we are deserving. If you have to send the flood waters and drown us, we know we are deserving. But oh, my beloved Allah, what we also know is that you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, all you want is that we should repent and turn towards you. And you have promised forgiveness for those who turn towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, oh, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is so vast. The ocean of your forgiveness is so vast. That just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire ummah and entire mankind. Oh, my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness from you. Ya Rahim, Raham Farma. Ay Kareem, Karam Farma. Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat Farma. Ay Sattar, Sattari Farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us, oh my Allah. Have mercy upon us, oh my Allah. Have mercy upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, shower your rains of mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, kab tak ummah is zillat aur ruswai ke ghade mein rahegi? How long in the gutters of humiliation and shame and disgrace we are going to lie? Ya Allah, pick us up. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the position of dignity and honor and respect that you gave to the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, to the Awliya-e-Siddiqeen. Oh, my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the conditions of our hearts. Ya Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the Yahood and the Nasara, but when they accepted Islam, and especially upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, my beloved Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. You became pleased with them, they pleased with you, they became guiding stars, and yet they came from kufr and from shirk and from nifaq. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Ya Allah, aaj bhi tu hamare dilon ke haal ko badal sakta hai. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے khudaya fazl farma dil badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de ya allah transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies. Our hearts have gone beyond repairs, my Allah. Ya Allah, transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, let your tajalli be cast in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of tawakkul, with the noor of trust and faith in you, with the noor of zikr and tilawat, with the noor of charities, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of tawaf and ziyarat, with the noor of hajj and umrahs, with the noor of charities, with the noor of khidmat of your khalq. Oh my beloved Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman and yaqeen. Where Allah, ab to hame apna bana le. How long are you going to keep us distanced from you, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us a taste. Give us a taste of the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Give us such taste of your closeness and your ma'rifat and yaqeen that, Ya Allah, sins become hated in our sight. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the taste of iman. Give us the sweetness of zikr in our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ay Allah, ab to hame apna bana le. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Ya Allah, then the rains will fall on time. Ya Allah, then everything will be as we wish. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are ours, oh my Allah, then our children will be ours. Our wives will be ours. The society will be ours. Ya Allah, everyone will be ours. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Nigahe aqriba badli, mizaje dosta badla. Nigahe aqriba badli, mizaje dosta badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli, kul sara jaha badla. My Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Ay very Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat because of our sins, then we will face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, the suffering of mankind, the difficulties of mankind around the globe, especially, oh my beloved Allah, this part of the time in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India. Ah, my Allah, where is the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not suffering? Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan. My Allah, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, in Africa there's so much of suffering. Ay, very Allah, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. There is no one who can remove the difficulties and bring about a change in the conditions except you, oh my Allah. The decision is made by you, Ya Allah, and we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, look at your shan of rahmat. Look at your shan of rahimi and kareemi. Mere Allah, teri shan e rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Ya Allah, teri shan e rahimi aur kareemi ko dekh. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, the hardships and the problems of the ummah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away with iman, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, their family members, their kith and kin, whomsoever they have left behind, Ya Allah, bless them with Sabre Jameel and Ajre Azim. Oh my beloved Allah, change the conditions, change the conditions. Ya Allah, don't punish us because of our sins. Very Allah, save us from the azab of this world, azab of the qabr, azab of the akhirah. Cause us to cross the pulsarat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and our Mashayikh. Ya Allah, tonight throughout the world, so many of our Muslim brothers and sisters will be in the wrong places, indulging in all kinds of sins, vices, and evils, which invite your wrath and anger and displeasure. Ya Allah, give them all hidayat.
Amen.
Give them all hidayat. Amen. Ya Allah, bless them with iman and yaqeen. Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat.
Amen.
Ya Allah, we are grateful to you. We make your shukr in abundance, my Allah. We cannot make enough shukr, oh my Allah, that you gave us the tawfiq of staying away from those haram places. Ya Allah, this is only your fazl, it is your ihsan. It is your favor upon us insignificant, sinful ones, that you gave us the tawfiq of gathering in your home. Ya Allah, raising your name, glorifying you, praising you, oh my beloved Allah, and extending our begging bowls before you. This is mehaz, only your tawfiq and your ihsan. May Allah protect us from any kind of ujub and pride and arrogance and riya and show. Mere Allah, ikhlas ki daulat se hame mala mal farma. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our properties, protect our children, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize any bounty, O my Allah, because of our disobedience. O my beloved Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, fill the grave with Noor. O my beloved Allah, give Sabre Jameel, Ajre Azeem to their parents and whomsoever they have left behind. Ya Allah, one day our time of departure is going to come. We like it or not, our time is going to come. Before our very eyes we are seeing, oh my Allah, and we are reading in the newspapers, and people are watching, oh my beloved Allah, how young, fit, healthy people within seconds have departed from this world. Accidents, earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, cyclones, tornadoes, wars, battles, Ya Allah, suddenly they are gone. Suddenly they are gone. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, people are dying in haram establishments, at prostitute quarters, in discos, in cinemas and theaters, in adultery and in fornication. Ya Allah, yet we are listening, we are watching, we are hearing how entire buildings have disappeared from the surface of the earth. Villages have disappeared. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, oh my beloved Allah, at that time take us to Madinah Tayyibah. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasul Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Our soul comes dancing towards you. Hamari roo jhoomti hui tere paas aaya. Ya Allah, let our janaza be placed in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salam, so that when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam makes shafaat, that, oh Allah, forgive this sinful ummati of mine, whose janaza is proceeding from my masjid. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of what we are asking, but Ya Allah, When were we ever deserving of any ni'mat of yours? You have been giving to us without us deserving every bounty of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let it be in a state that you are displeased with us. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما دار العلوم مکاتب اور جتنی بھی دینی انجمنیں ہیں سب کی خدمات کو قبول فرما بلیس آل ورکرز آف دین ود توفیق آف اخلاص ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. But Ya Allah, when so many hajis are proceeding for hajj, Ya Allah, when so many are proceeding for the Mubarak lands, Ya Allah, bless all those people with hajj maqbool, mabroor. Ya Allah, accept their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their tilawat, their zikr, their mina, arafat and muzdalifah. Ya Allah, on this occasion, how can we forget the Hajjatul Wida of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for the ummah on that occasion. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha. Rukne Yamani choo karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. Mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. Ya Allah, how much he cried under the mizab-e rahmat. How much he cried in Hatim. And Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam, the place where du'as are accepted. Ya Allah, when you accept the du'as of sinful ones like us at the Multazam, then what about the du'as of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he made at the Multazam for us. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam and behind the Maqam-e Ibrahim. And after drinking Zamzam and on Safa and Marwa and in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. The entire ummah with that goodness. Ya Allah, from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.